Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Alienware. So I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Aurora gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday, starting at $899.99. That's right, $899.99. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
All right, folks, here he is. The big fella from the big north. We have brought him in yet once again, and yet once again, another action-packed power suit. Tyler, have you seen something this ridiculous? We asked Alex last week, have you seen this type of suit come in the studio?
It's not ridiculous.
I think it's a good-looking suit. It's like a mix of Obama's beige suit and a J. Crew model. And
it's actually a J. Crew suit.
Look at you, Tyler.
This guy is dialed in.
And now, what is the flower there?
It's
what?
A lapel, Rob. It's a little lapel, you know? It adds a little flair, a little spice.
So you are, and are you going to work right after this?
Well, yeah, you keep getting me right before my work shift, so.
Well, so what we're going to do here, again, we got a couple action-packed guests for you folks. We got a big, before anything, we got a big episode coming out Tuesday with Animal Planet's Forrest Galante. We brought Cold Cuts out there for this trip up in Santa Barbara. He's got this house just full of animals. The guy
wild.
Is wild. He's just a beauty. He has a show called Extinct or Alive where he goes out to third world countries all over the place and finds out if certain animals are really extinct or alive, hence the name. And What a fascinating trip. What was that trip like for you, Cole?
Man, it was unlike anything I would have expected. I didn't know. First of all, you told me that we were going out to a sanctuary, so I didn't know what to expect.
As far as I'm concerned, that was a sanctuary.
It was. It was, you know, animals running wild left, right, and center. And, you know, I mean, it was just unlike anything I've ever expected. I mean, you remember, he took us on a tour. So we started out. Going in, we met him, really chill guy.
Well, before, I remember, even before walking up, just to get up to his house in Santa Barbara, you know, you're actually going through the forest and whatnot, you had camouflage on.
Well, yeah.
I have a fedora on.
We looked ridiculous.
We looked ridiculous.
But we didn't know what we were getting into, in our defense.
Right, and what concerned me was he had just been on Joe Rogan's podcast, and Joe Rogan knows something about everything. So he's asking real legit animal questions. I'm not an animal guy, as we all know. I walk out of the car. You got your camouflage on. I got my fedora on. I'm eating a Slim Jim and have a Tagalong Girl Scout cookie in my hand. He had no idea what
Well, he probably thought the circus was coming to town.
And,
he had the animals, so we were all set to go.
And boy, did it. I mean, just from the jump. All right, folks, hang right with us here. Time to pay the bills just to let you folks know that with the new Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, cuts and nicks are officially a thing of the past. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. If you support the Brilliantly Dumb Show, you don't only support the show, you support your ballsack. From one guy supporting his ballsack to another, order Manscaped today. Promo code BobbyBalls to get 20% off your new lawnmower today.
Well, that was amazing. He took us, for the listeners out there, I mean, he's got this whole massive pad in the back. It's just like a trail that leads all throughout. So he starts showing us all the animals. And when things got wild, there was like that pen with the pigs and the turkeys and chick. Like he has his own organic chickens that he does. So he opens this pen up and we're waiting. And these pigs, one of the pigs was Henry comes out. It's just like, I'm like looking like this. There's a big pot belly pig just sitting there. You know, just sitting there. And then the most.
You do a great pig.
Oh, it was wild, man. It was. I did not know what to expect.
Give me that squeal one more time.
I'm sorry, folks, with the audio, but that's what it was like. I was standing there. Absolutely out of my element. I didn't know.
Speaking of out of your element, I was out of my. Hey, we all know I am not an animal guy, which is why I brought you. I was so nervous.
I know a little bit about animals.
But he had this whole hummus platter and guacamole, and there's snakes going around. Oh, yeah. There's pigs. It just, for me, it wasn't the setting for hummus.
No, it was.
I love chips and hummus, but.
Whoa. He had the hummus in the fridge, and then he had mealworms next to it. So he was feeding the little gecko or whatever.
Right.
I was like, man, you don't want to stumble into that fridge late night.
Geckos are coming out. Lizards are coming out. Or even, he went to go pour us a couple shots.
Yeah.
Forrest likes the party. Forrest was great. Forrest just gets
Bro Galante.
Bro Galante is what we ended up calling him. He had White Claws in there.
He had hard kombucha, too. He was from the University of Santa Barbara.
Yeah, it's just a
frat guy.
Brilliant guy. And just, I mean, he was, you know, by the end of it, he couldn't believe that we had to go. We had a two-hour trip. We were going to hit rush hour traffic. He was so upset. He wanted to go get a drink together.
Yeah, he said, he's like, oh, I got a rugby practice after, but if you guys want to go grab a couple beers. I was like, well, we just took 2.5 hours of this guy's time.
I mean, we could have stayed there for a full week and he would have no problem. Now, I wouldn't stay for the full week because I was just such on edge with the animals. And you guys are going to see it on the video. I mean, it is just the content. I think we may be doing 2 episodes out of it.
And his family was there. His mom was there.
Was awesome.
So, I mean, he was doing this all like, you know, In the midst of all this stuff, you know, and at one point, when we first met the mom, you know, and they're from South Africa, so they have that deep accent. So we're walking around, and there was that, what was it, turkey? John?
John the turkey. This thing, Henry the pig, John the turkey.
I mean, he gives them regular names, like they're people, but all of a sudden you look around, and there's animals coming out. And so John is this giant butterball turkey. Like, this thing looks primed and ready for Thanksgiving dinner. I was like, Rob, if we come back up in a few months, let me tell you, maybe we can sit down for a family feast with Bro Galante. But this thing starts waddling around, and it wouldn't leave us.
It followed us the entire time. I was on edge with the turkey.
Into the area for the podcast. I thought John was going to join us for the podcast.
I was going to put him on the mic.
So it got to the point where I didn't know why this turkey was following us around the whole time. So it was kind of freaking me out. It had this big flap of skin near its beak. And so, you know, I want to ask, like, you know, kind of a scientific cool question to
which
Mr.
I couldn't
Galante.
Do.
So I said, Forrest, what's the flap of skin that goes on the beak, you know, of the turkey? What is that used for? Thinking maybe it's a wind flap or something. He goes, well, you know, it's pretty simple. It enlarges when it gets excited. And then I was like, whoa, did not expect
John the
that.
Turkey was not so
this
innocent
thing was
as that.
Fully inflamed. This
and the bizarre thing, it was following us like it was ready. I kept hiding behind Forrest.
Yeah, so I didn't understand either why it was following us around until after when we met his mom. And this thing was coming up near me, and I'm ready to kick it because I'm getting freaked out. And the mom from the corner, she looks over and she goes, oh, boys, don't mind John. It's a courting season. He's a little frisky. I look at this thing. The turkey's like, boom! And it's fucking coming up to my leg. I was like, this thing is going to fucking hump me as I'm running.
It was like a perfect African accent.
She said
she
it so
had.
So eloquently too.
It's
like
courting season.
Courting season, you know, like mating season. John the Butterball is coming in for a fresh round.
You got a good turkey impression too.
They're just bizarre creatures, you know, like
bizarre.
Absolutely freakish.
I just was always so skeptical of where John was. Even when we were recording the podcast, I didn't know where John was. And when she told us it's courting season,
then I kept my distance after that.
I kept running around to Forrest Galante and hiding behind him.
Well, at first I thought it was like aggressive, like it was going to attack us. But then when I found out it's courting season, or as the average layman would call it, mating season, then I was like on my guard, because I was like, okay, it's worse than if it's aggressive.
Even if you could do the impression of his mom watching us from the top roof or whatever it was, I don't know, you know, whether they hunt from that thing, but looking down on the driveway and Brandon with Bro Bibles back in the car up, and she's trying to tell us to watch out for the
turkey. We almost ran the turkey over.
And the tortoise.
She's like, yeah, tortoise. And he has two tortoises, big Goliath-looking things, and they're called Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
These tortoises, for you followers out there, and you're going to see it, I don't want to give away too much, have the most incredible view of Santa Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
For where these two tortoises are, they are looking down.
They're crushing the game.
Oh. I mean, they are just...
He's feeding them hibiscus flowers daily.
She's yelling at us, you know, watch out for the turkey. Do that accent. It's so good.
You know, it's. I don't know if it's a South African. It sounds like Australian. Oh, watch out, boys. The John is just behind the Wrangler. And I was like, oh, my God, man. That was a scene and a half, to the point where we drove back, and for like half an hour, I was kind of still trying to process everything.
Joe, I have problems right now going down to pet a dog.
Offered you that place and was like, Rob, we'll let you stay there rent-free for like a year, but you have to live amongst all those animals. There's snakes in there. There's iguanas. Yeah, I mean, would you do it?
There is zero chance. And I mean that. I'm being honest. There's no chance. I was on edge. I was on edge all the time. There was a time where he surprises me with a snake, which is my biggest fear.
Oh, yeah.
There is sweat dripping out of my fedora.
You were freaking out a little bit.
I was a mess. But, it, folks, it is just a hell of an episode. I can't wait for it to drop Tuesday. Can't thank Forrest Galante enough. This guy's he's a professional.
And a nicer guy you will never meet.
He's
just so caring, such a great host.
Well, you know, Joseph, it actually segues perfectly because, yes, he is a nice guy. I think we have a guy that may be just as nice, if not nicer. We told you folks last week that we are doing a thing called the International Carpool, which is something we'd be doing. Four of our friends that love to golf, one from Vancouver, Canada, one from Germany, another one from Canada.
Toronto.
And me from New Jersey, where I think everything west of New Jersey is California.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a crew. And with that being said, we're going to welcome in the big fella to the show, the big German. Cold Cuts, come on over to this side. Make him feel welcome.
There he
folks,
is.
come on down to the show. There he is. It is Das Rob, the big fella. Cold Cat's getting all wired up here. Cold Cat's going to need a mic there. Das Rob, welcome to the show. Das, I've seen you on with anything less than three layers.
Well, unless it's on the course, obviously.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, in the heat of the summer, you know, a nice shorts and a great polo will do. But, you know, otherwise I'd like to dress up once in a while, you know.
Dress to the nines. And we've all, me, Cold Cuts, Das Rob, and the Big Maple, who is the fourth member of our international carpool, we all met through the hotel. My question for you, working in the hotel now, would you say you're the best dressed employee at the hotel?
Oh, hands down, absolutely. No.
It's Das's world, and we're just living in it.
He is nice, but not modest.
No, you know, there's a little bit of humble there, but when it comes to dressing and everything, I know what I'm doing, you know. So, and of course, I saw last episode where you had interviewed Cuts, and you know, he was there with the suit, and he said, you know, asking your crew and everybody, is like, have you ever seen anybody come in, you know, this nicely dressed to a podcast? And I said, well, challenge accepted, you know. As soon as you sent the invite out, it's like, hey, Das, you want to be on the pod? I said, I need to trump Cuts. I mean, and he, you know.
I brought my game, too.
Kudos to you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
My suit game is pretty good.
Definitely.
Tyler, Denise, the secretary, probably has no idea what the fuck is going
on. It's like
in
a
this.
Fortune 500 company about to make a massive deal. Filming the Brilliantly Dumb podcast.
And who knows what Dr. Fu's coming in with. We got Dr. Fu coming on later in the show. That's my question for you. Do you remember how we got the international carpool started?
So it's let trigger my memory, but it must have been last year. Well, it was definitely last year. But and it was during NBA finals, because I remember, like, the first time we kind of went out, we actually went to a bar afterwards with Katz, myself, the Big Maple, and watched, I think, game 6 or 5.
We cheered on the Raptors.
Raptors and Warriors. You know, and obviously me having lived in Toronto, Eric being from Toronto, and Katz, you know, a Canadian fella.
We were definitely rooting for the Raptors.
Yeah. But going back to your question, obviously, so Eric and I hadn't been out playing for a while. So we said, look, you know, it was a Tuesday, I think. I said, hey, we need to get out. He said, hey, absolutely. Let me see who I can get so we get a nice foursome. Because we want to avoid having strangers wrangling with us. Because we were going out the night before, you know, slightly hungover. You don't want to meet and do small talk with strangers. You just be amongst yourselves and have a good time. So enough said. He said, yeah, let me reach out to Joseph Damar. Great guy. I didn't know who he was at that time. I said, yeah, you, me, him, and then I maybe get one of my servers. So long and behold, the next day we all meet up at Rancho, and then there was a slight misunderstanding, and which kind of, you know, made it so great, because Eric said, yeah, I'm going to bring Rob. And Katz understood.
Which is you.
Which is me. Yeah, and Katz understood bring Rob, as in you, Robbie Berger, because at
we
that
had
time.
All kinds of Rob.
Obviously, we didn't know each other. We heard of each other, obviously, right. But, you know, so that was that miscommunication. So we had that fifth wheel with us, which Eric brought, that Pete guy or whatever.
He ended up being a disaster.
Didn't he smash your driver?
Well, look, I don't mind. I'm not.
Well, tell
good
the
enough,
story.
Yeah, I'm not a good enough golfer to where I care about somebody using my clubs. I really don't. But this kid was taking out 6 irons, 7 irons, drivers, just out of whim. And would just take it and just hack away at it. So finally, this kid was being so damn obnoxious. Next thing you know, he takes my driver on like 10 or 11.
He like sliced it down the other fairway.
Oh,
he just kind of blacked out and forgot whose driver he was using.
Started smashing it.
And just starts tomahawking this fucking thing.
I looked right over at you and I was like, oh.
Have you ever seen me so pissed?
But you kept your composure.
Kept it together.
You didn't say a word. I think you were just a fraction away from boiling point.
I was on the edge. And I think, and you turned to me and I said, listen, I just met you, but
is this guy for real?
What do you think of the situation? I said, well, if it was me, I would have introduced him to my 9 iron.
but not in the good.
I mean, there's something called respect for other people's property. And yes, you were kind enough to loan him your stuff. And then this is how he treats you. I mean, come on, that wasn't.
But yeah,
so needless to say, Pete never made it to another foursome.
Yeah, and then
because he was the fifth wheel to begin with. But then, you know, just to go on how the couple came together. Then the two of you were kind enough to take me out a few times. So we had a threesome, which sounded a bit wrong right now. But
this is a family show, maybe we do need Pete after all.
That's a different story. No, but then Eric happened to be off the same times as we were, and then for a few Mondays in a row during the summer months, we all got together, and that was a stable.
And the big thing of it that we do, we go and Joseph takes the car, and we actually do a carpool till we pick each person up, and we videotape each person waiting outside with their clubs. We all pick them up, and then we head over to the course.
Yeah, but I think that stems from Katz, because him and I, just the two of us, played once, and you know, obviously the German as I'm being, standing outside ready to go, and I think. One time the two of you came and he said,
Take the video.
I bet you he is already ready outside.
This guy, by the way, you will not meet a more punctual human being than Rob. Rob. I mean, this Rob. This one is another story.
Very careful.
But
huh?
This guy, I'll be like, okay, that's, you know, we're playing at 8 a.m. This guy wants to hit the links at 6:45. He
it's
wants
military
to take,
time
you know,
for dust.
And so we'll pull up at 7:30, and he's kind of annoyed because he knows we're going to be hitting the course
right on
with
one.
Maybe 5 minutes to spare. But I know that he's been out there waiting
for
25 minutes because he'll be texting me.
Das, let me ask you something. Yes. Is that the punctuality? I wish it was an American thing. I don't think it is. It should be. Is that like a German thing to be that on time? If I go to Germany and book a tea time, you better be on time.
Oh, you better be on time. So in Germany, there's a saying. Oh.
Ooh, that leads us in perfectly for our game show coming up here.
No, but in Germany, there's a saying. So if you're on time, you're already too late.
I like
so,
that.
if you're
2 hours in early, you're actually only an hour.
No, that's what they say. So, you know, just like today, you asked me to be here at 10. So, I'm going to be here at 9:55, the latest. I mean, I would have loved to be here at 9:45, 9:50, but 55, the latest. If I would be here at 10, that's too late for my standards, obviously.
Thus, so. how if I may, and I probably should know the answer to this, how long have you been in the States total?
The States total? Well, the States, like U.S.,
yeah,
2.5 years. It came October 2017, but before I lived in Toronto for 5. So all in all, okay. North America, 7.5 years now.
And how the difference between Germany and America? Do you? Is it a tough adjustment? Do you like it?
Well, see, I had a good introduction through Canada, Toronto, which was great. But yeah, of course, there are differences. I mean, I have to go with the same as Kat said. Universal healthcare, one of the things which is like you come here. I never had to deal with something like that. It's like you have to be aware of what kind of insurances you get and everything. Back home, you go to the doctor, all sorted.
Right.
The other thing is, in Europe, especially Germany, a bit more straightforward, not so much behind the bush. So no, if I want to tell you how it is, I will. But I've learned over the years, especially during the work and being in hospitality, you have to kind of...
You've reined it in a bit.
Yeah.
So instead of taking the 9-iron to Pete's head, you just stood there and kind of bit your tongue a little bit.
Kind of, take a deep breath.
Now, so, Das, we got something pretty special that me and Cold Cuts...
Bring it on.
Brainstormed up for you. What we want to do to compare the difference between Germany and the United States and to get kind of your feel on each thing, we prepared a game called Was ist besser?
No. Was ist besser?
Was ist besser?
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, there is no S in there. Was ist besser? Was ist besser?
Was ist besser?
Was ist besser?
Yeah.
Which means what?
What is better?
What is better?
What is better? So we're going to cue the game show music now. This is Das Rob playing Was ist besser? First question, you're going to tell us whether you like the fatherland more or the United States more for the in particular topic.
Okay, I was afraid you asked me what is better, but
No, thank you.
Just the
particular item.
That's
fair
game.
First question here on Was ist besser? Das, what is better, fast food in the fatherland or fast food in the United States?
Was ist besser?
See, that's a bit of a tough one. I'm not a big fast food guy, but being that most fast food chains originate in the U.S. and the first time I was introduced to that whole concept was coming over from America, which was McDonald's. Actually, my first time I had fast food, I was 14, but that's a different story.
Big backdrop here, folks.
So it is the U.S., I must
wow.
say.
Wow! One for the
fast
States?
Fast food is U.S.
One
fast
for the States? Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's
one
for the States there. Moving on Was ist besser? Das, what is better? Porn in the fatherland or porn in the States?
Was ist besser?
See, that's a tough one because it's just I can't speak of experience. It's just hearsay,
Hearsay.
Yeah, but from what I've heard from other people, and being California is the capital of porn in.
Oh. Is that true?
Oh yeah, well, especially LA. I mean, most like 80% of the worldwide porn stuff being distributed is coming out of California, especially LA. Hearsay, obviously.
A lot of hearsay
but,
knowledge here.
In this case, US as well.
The States, another one on the board for the States there.
Right.
Now, big disadvantage for the States in the question coming up here. Don't let that sway your answer. Next question here on Was ist besser? What has the better beer? The fatherland or the United States?
Was ist besser?
What? What a question. Come on, guys. It's Germany. I mean, the stuff you call beer is... So I take a German beer, put 3 gallons of water to it, and this is what you sell as beer. So, I mean, it's...
Okay, what's your favorite German beer, then?
My favorite German beer is Augustina Helles. It's kind of a lager.
And where do they have on Amazon? Where do they have that?
I actually next to the Honor Bar, they have some great beers. I think you might be able
South
to get
Beverly.
It there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We should do a German beer night.
Oh, we
make
can
a little Oktoberfest.
Do that. Yeah, I found a great restaurant. I think you as well, closer to East Lake. I think you were telling
Silver
me Silver Lake. Sorry, yeah. And I found some as well, which is close to Tarantino's movie theater, just around the corner. Because before we went to
Quentin, here we come.
Yeah, before we went Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, we had a few brews and found that really nice German place, and they have that beer there for sure.
Nice.
So we should make a thing out of it. But of course, Germany wins by a landslide. Come on, that question was
okay. So Germany pulls closer a little bit.
So Das, deciding factor here, the last question here on everybody's favorite game, Was ist besser? Ah, shit, Grace. I did it again. What did I do? Cut my nuts with another shitty razor. Those are the screams I used to make when I would cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped, for turning my loud shrieks into multiple peaks. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. So with one guy with a set of balls to another guy with a set of balls, take care of your balls. Use Manscaped today, getting 20% off all Manscaped orders when you use promo code BOBBYBALLS. Yes, BOBBYBALLS gets you 20% off all Manscaped order today. Take care of your nuts today. What is better? Hospitality... in the fatherland or hospitality in the United States? Das
Was ist besser?
I must say it's the fatherland. For the simple reason, though, because a lot of, you know, Germany, especially Germany, Austria and Switzerland are known for their hospitality schools. And a lot of people, I mean, Cuts yourself, you're a product of Switzerland.
It's true.
In terms of where you learned your craft,
yeah.
And then we bring that over here, and then add that classic touch to it. I mean, you know, overall, in terms of quantity, yes, the US is better, but quality, and this is where we operate in, you know, luxury hospitality, fatherland. I must give it to it. So unfortunately, you have to ask another question because as far as I remember, we're hard tie right now, aren't we?
Tiebreaker.
Yes.
On Was ist besser?
I think you're saying that wrong, by the way.
Definitely could be.
Okay. So speak after me. Was?
Was?
Ganz normal. Ist?
Ist?
Besser.
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 No.
No, besser.
Was ist besser?
Besser, yeah.
Was ist besser?
Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect.
We should have done that after the first one.
This deciding one on Was ist besser is actually going to go to Tyler on the ones and twos of the vocals, Cuts, and Tyler the mic. The last question here, whose suit, Tyler, are you taking? We're going to go fashion on what you prefer, the motherland or the states. Are we going suit-wise Joey Coldcuts, or are we going suit-wise Das Rob for a Tuesday afternoon?
Do we have to stand up just to show the whole ensemble a bit better? Or
Do you have a good feel for the ensemble here?
I have a pretty good feel here. Man, I like... the Cold Cuts linens here.
The Pitbull. You're going with the Pitbull Casino?
But I'm really liking the color scheme with the German over there.
It's getting interesting here.
And I think I'm going to go with the homeland over there.
The fatherland.
Yeah, yeah, there it is.
Good
there
for the
it
fatherland
is.
Taking.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you. Thank you.
Big day for the
that
fatherland.
Fantastic.
Now, moving right on here, Das.
Yes.
I know you, so we actually have a 6 a.m. tea time that you booked tomorrow for the International Car Park. Is it dark at 6 a.m.? I mean, I haven't been. Are we going to be able to see the ball at 6?
When are you
6?
Waking up these days? I mean.
I'm like 7, 8 o'clock.
What?
but that 6 is a different stratosphere.
Well, it seems like it. No. We will be able to see. I mean, we are at the beginning of March. Yeah. I think sun goes up like 5:20 or so. We're good.
Is your back okay?
Well, you know, funny that you say that. I did a little bit of hurting to myself, so I pulled something last week. So that's why I wasn't able to go when the, you know, when the orange suit came out. I would have loved to be part of that one, but that's another story. But yeah, no, I pulled something in my back. It's gonna be fine for tomorrow, I hope, because I really want to make that tea time. But yeah, the last week was feeling like an 80-year-old, I must say.
So, Das, it's not even a matter of hoping. It's a matter of the fact that it will be better. Why do I say that it will be better?
Bring it on.
I'd like to introduce to one of the best doctors known to man. He specializes in acupuncture. Folks, welcome to the show. I'd like to welcome you, Dr. Fu. Welcome to the big stage. Let's get the young man a headset there, Doc.
Oh, there's one on the side, I think.
Do you want a headset, Doc, or are you going no headset? Well, Doc, welcome to the show. Coming in hot with the scrubs. Absolutely love that. Now, for those of you folks listening, I had Dr. Fu come to my house to work on my back. I was having back issues, Doc. Mm. Das. Dr. Fu comes walking in. In a matter of 10 minutes, I didn't even know I had a back.
I saw part of your story, so I was wondering, actually. So that's why I would have asked you.
He numbed this down so fast. Dr. Fu, if you don't mind, I'm going to go and just read off just a couple things off your resume here, okay? Dr. Fu, the Vice Secretary General of Traditional Chinese Medicine, a two-time Tai Chi and Tai Chi Push World Champion, Dean of the American Institute of Martial Arts and Integrative Medicine, winner of the 4th World Integrated Medical Congress, Stanford's Best Clinical Effect Expert Award. Doctor, the question we all want to know, with that being said, do you think Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame?
I'm sorry. What's kind of collector with my title? you have made my title. It's big. They asked
that
me
was a mouthful, Dr. Doc, my
if
goodness.
I may.
My title is medical and martial arts. That's my title. Like his problem, if I can, I can help him immediately, like help you.
You think in studio today you might be able to adjust Das Rob's back?
In my mind, because acupuncture or acupressure or traditional Chinese way, we regular don't need take big space. Yes, very small space in studio, but I will try. The use different way can help him. Even I don't use needles first.
Now,
needles. That sounds promising. What did you put me in here?
Yeah. Add to the resume, heart of a lion for Dr. Fu.
Yeah. He'll be swinging the clubs.
Because of like him, this lower back problem in the Chinese the meridian, we have the special meridian, the point. Everybody can learn in this. Like in your hands, here, with the. 2 and 3 finger, this your neck.
Now,
and this your chest, and this your lower back. Oh. If you have lower back problem, if I press here, then your middle will feel better.
Right.
You want me try it?
Well, yeah. Now we definitely. I mean, Das, if you're okay, able to work through the triple breasted suit there?
Well,
now
the coat's gotta come off.
I'll take my jacket off. Yeah.
I think so. First, in my mind, I even because he wear very nice suit, it's better than him's. I'm sorry.
Whoa. Oh, one for the fatherland.
This looks fashion, you know.
Sorry, cuts. I was
getting roasted. Those bad pants.
About Doc.
But I like you. I like you because this you looks bigger and stronger.
Oh, I definitely look bigger, let me tell you.
Now, Doc, before you start performing on Das Rob, how did you get into acupuncture and how are you so damn good at it?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my family history because my father used to follow my father's Li Qingfu, follow my father's teacher, very famous. He's a martial artist, used to generation with the Chinese martial arts chairman, martial arts association chairman.
And you're a black belt, correct?
Yeah, I am the black belt. That's my history. But I follow my father, and my father follow his teacher, That teacher is very famous, and he built up with the martial arts and mixed with Chinese medicine. Actually, that's one kind of Chinese tradition.
So it kind of goes hand in hand?
Yeah, basically, if we want business better, we regularly break somebody's bone, then we fix it. That's made business better.
Interesting. Bit of a monopoly. Wow. Bit of a monopoly Dr. Fu's got going
on. He's got martial arts and medicine. We need him in China taking care of the coronavirus.
Dr. Fu, on a lighter note, if you wanted to put Joey Goldcuts to sleep, how fast would it take you? Is it one chop and he's down?
Oh, if you want to break him down, that's so easy. That's a lot of technique to do it. But lots of questions, because my friend, he looks nice.
I'm a nice guy.
Yes.
All right. So, Dr. Fu, like a guy like Das Rob, I mean, obviously you don't have your equipment and all to work with. What do you do to fix the guy's back? I don't know what you did to me. I don't know what you were doing. It was fixed.
Okay. Your problem that day, because in your home, then you lay down the bed. If we have bed, I can do the same with him. But even here, maybe I can try. Because honestly, for my this level, if I want to fix any kind of pain, we have a lot of different way. Example, like I showed everybody, if you have lower back pain.
Let's get the camera angle on there.
His hand is your hand, Doc.
Like I told everybody, this is good knowledge. This is for your neck. If you have neck pain, yeah.
Okay. Good mic awareness, though, Doc. Yeah. Way to make the adjustment.
Okay. Basically, this is for the neck. If you everybody have some neck issue right now. Almost 95%, even 99% people have problem because everybody holds the cell phone. Because their head too heavy, so bring your head down, so make the tie with the neck and the shoulder. So you should often press on these 2 points that can release your neck quickly. Yeah, you try it, you press on it, you have to make here pain, then move your head a little bit, that's work. That is the regular.
This is wild.
Okay, second, it's a chest. This, you see the shirt and four.
Yeah.
But for his lower back, it's here. If when I press on, he will painful. Do you feel pain?
Well, in my hand, but not in my back.
Of course. When you feel pain here, then your back will be better.
Yeah.
And the regular what we do, we will do like this way. I will stand up like that. When I press, then I will let you cough, and you stand up and sit down.
But you don't have to do this, and then I cough.
No, you don't.
Like the Western medicine.
Bring him up. We're going to bring him up here.
Let me just take the headphones.
Yeah, that's better. You don't need that.
And audio-wise, are we okay here, Tyler?
I'm just trying to.
This
bring
is
those
a
mics
wild
up. Bring the mics up.
Okay.
Because, Doc, this is an important 6 a.m. tea time. If we could have him swinging the clubs to where.
I guarantee he can do it.
As long as
we make it on time, because that's also why Cut said.
I always need
the second first tee shot, is because we are rushing to the first
tee. We really got
to
be on time tomorrow. It's ridiculous. All right, here he goes.
So,
this is Dr. Fu. He's going to give Das Rob here.
I will try this way first.
Okay.
Okay. So try this way. When I press on it, you cough and sit down and stand up do a few times. Okay. When you feel painful.
So I'm coughing?
Yeah. Yes, good. Like this. You don't get coronavirus, right?
Do you have masks? We need some of those,
before you
leave today.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, so
just
keep on coughing.
When you cough, why we put the mask on?
Oh, did you bring masks today?
Dr. Fu has actually brought.
He came prepared with his own mask, believe it or not.
Yes, this have two kinds. This is a really professional, the 95.
I'll take that one.
The coronavirus,
yeah.
The mask. And this regular mask, they still help with the fly, the saliva, the infection too.
Yeah.
So this is I bring few that you guys wear, and if you want, because cough, don't infect him.
Yeah.
This
is a coronavirus free studio.
Doc, if you don't mind, after you do the back, after you give him a new back, I know you wanted to. You have some knowledge on coronavirus. I got a couple questions.
Oh sure, I can actually definitely because coronavirus later I can talk more detail, but I have few exercise can protect everybody to get it.
Oh.
But so let's give Das a new back, and then let's talk coronavirus today here, Dr.
Sure,
Fu.
Sure.
So Dr. Fu, I want to ask you a quick question about coronavirus, and I know you have a lot of knowledge on it.
What
do we have all to put the mask on
what
now?
What does we might as well set the mood here. Doc, what does the coronavirus stem from?
Okay, watch him. That's a way wear the mask, it's wrong. So I want first to teach you how to wear the mask.
You're wearing the mask wrong.
Because everybody's doing it through the airports now.
Yes.
So you want to demonstrate on me?
Yeah, I want to demonstrate on me.
On yourself.
The you see. Everybody have to see which camera.
Just give me one of
the
these
light,
things.
The light blue goes in these.
Yes.
Give me one. Give me the bottom one. That's the professional
you have
one.
You have to know.
That's the one.
First, you need to find it. You need to find it. The which side? It's outside.
Right.
Because of this, regular this in the outside. And also, they have the smooth side. They have smooth side. They have this side.
Right.
So, doesn't matter color. Most important, this regular is outside. And how to wear it, you need to know up and down, which side is up. Here have the steel inside. That is up.
You hear that? You got that cut?
Well, mine is different. How
he's a professional. You better.
Yeah, that's
later.
The one Dr. Fu
let
actually should have probably
this.
Put.
The first you hang on, then you do this, the pull up and pull down. Then this steel can made the very close to your nose.
And now, Dr.
Then
Fu,
you can match.
Dr.
This
Fu,
is the right
what
way to wear
what
it.
What do these prevent? What's you know, you see it in the airport all the time. My question is, A, how did the coronavirus start? And B, is there any way to prevent it?
Okay, the coronavirus until now don't have the any herb or medicine can fix it. So most important is you know how can transfer to you, how can it infect you. So coronavirus most from the fly,
yeah, this
one. Saliva, infect.
Right.
And second, it's when I touch him, when he touch the nose or eyes something, then you come back, touch your nose or eyes, then you will get trouble.
I'm struggling here.
So
Doc.
It's a contact, infect.
The other side. You have the inside out.
But doctor, there's people who state that you should be more concerned about as Cold Cuts continues to struggle with
I'm
his mask.
The
no, no.
I tell you, my odds are on Cold Cuts having Corona as we speak. The way
light,
he's putting
the light blue needs
you
to go
look
inside.
Like Bane
yes.
from Batman right now.
That's a lot of people do. That's why I want to teach everybody wear the mask because I saw a lot of people wear masks, but they wear the wrong way.
But
they wear the opposite side.
Doctor Fu,
this have to be outside.
The question I really wanted to know because it's a big controversy. Some people say. You should worry more about the regular flu than corona.
That's definitely.
That's true.
Definitely. Because regular flu every year kill a lot of people in America, but that's only the percentage is 0.1% people will die. But the coronavirus right now in China research about the 2 to 4% people will die from the coronavirus. That's
a
lot.
If you get it.
If you get it.
And what are the odds right now on you get what was somebody in the United States, what are the odds on somebody in the United States getting at the point where it's at right now?
Right now, I feel American, they're not doing very well for protect people don't get it. Why? Because
As I am clearly exhibiting
right.
that, not knowing how to put a mask on, right?
Right now, they just beginning pay attention because Washington and Orange County and the San Francisco and Santa Cruz, they just put the state of emergency. They just beginning. They should put this long time ago, protect everybody because people don't pay attention.
Right.
And also, American just let people, if you come back from traveling, you just by yourself, the isolate in your home. And no force it. This kind of people, if he don't have food or he don't have any sense, how can he survive in the home?
But,
so he have to go out to buy something?
Although,
this moment to touch the people.
Now, there's clearly been casualties on it, so it's hard to say that people are overreacting, but with the buzz that coronavirus has, is it safe to say that it is a little bit of an overreaction, or is it something to be very concerned about?
I think the people don't need really overreaction. Until now, it's still safe in America, but it is very danger position right now already. It's a need very careful.
Right.
So everybody have to wash your hands and try. If you get sick, people have to wear the mask.
Right.
That is the most important.
I mean, if you go into the airports right now, Cuts.
You look like Daffy Duck, Cuts.
Cuts, you were just in the airport.
Is this the right one?
This is the right one. The N95, the professional for the coronavirus, one kind of. Not only this one
this
kind.
But you know what's amazing, though, in all seriousness? If you go to the airport right now, I would say it's about a 4-to-1 ratio at people that do have the masks on.
You think so?
It's up there, no doubt about it. I mean, if you go through the airport, people have these masks on left and right.
What a scene that must be. Did you see, too, at Costco now, people are stocking up on rice and water and bread?
Yeah,
Doc, is that something we should be doing so we don't have to leave the premises of our apartment?
For your personal need, I will see, because we don't know all the situation, because even you don't really know it. So you better read it a little bit, at least emergency food and water or something for your family. And also you really need, if you by yourself feeling any cough, any something, you need to really isolate in your home. Don't go to infect more people. That's more important.
Yeah.
Dr. Fu, I got to tell you, you are an absolute beauty. You really are. You have totally healed my back. Das Rob is almost guaranteed to be swinging the golf clubs tomorrow.
100%.
Yeah, I want to thank the big German Das Rob for joining the show.
Thanks
I want to thank
me.
Joey Coldcuts, as always, for joining the show. Dr. Fu, thank you for joining the show. Before you go, I know you're a man of shout-outs. We recorded video after video in my living room. Go ahead and plug any phone number you want to plug. Where can we find you? Stage is yours. Plug away, phone number, email, whatever it may be. How do we get a hold of Dr. Fu?
Honestly, I'm busy, but you guys, if you guys try text me, the 626-215-3353, I will try my best. Now, do you have a website?